back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Tuesday, May 13th, 7:31 Central Time, and it is time for our special guest segment. Joining me in the studio this morning, Roger Jones. He's president of Mid-American Coaches. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, Andy. Glad to be here.
Thanks for coming over on this beautiful morning.
Well, yeah, isn't it, though?
Gorgeous weather. And also a familiar voice here at Worldwide KFUO, the Reverend Mark Hawkinson. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Andy. Always a privilege to be on with you, for sure.
Our listeners are probably a little confused hearing you at 7:30 in the morning.
I'm not used to this. I'm not awake yet. You know what I'm saying? You know,
we're used to about 12:04 in the afternoon here.
Indeed, yes.
Well, Mid-American Coaches, we hear about Mid-American Coaches all the time here at Worldwide KFUO during Moments of Assurance, and I'm glad to be partners. And how long has Mid-American Coaches been around, Roger?
Well, it started in 1927.
And, wow.
It was then called Washington Union St. Louis Bus Company. It was a regular route operation that ran from Washington Union and into St. Louis. And it ran like that for 30 years. A gentleman by the name of Jack Calvin started it. And I don't know if any of you have ever been out to Washington, Missouri, where the Calvin Theater, the old Calvin Theater downtown, that was Jack Calvin's also. And we have pictures of some of his buses sitting out in front of the Calvin Theater. And later on, a gentleman by the name of Bert Sims bought it. He was part Indian, and he was from Oklahoma and ran it for a number of years. And then in 1957, my father, Ralph Jones, purchased it. And I was a young man of about 12 years old and thought I had died and gone to heaven, and my dad bought a bus line.
Now, what was that like for you as a 12-year-old boy? Did you get to travel to different places?
You know, just in and out of St. Louis. Uh-huh. The bus drivers were my babysitters. Mom and Dad would put me on the bus, and I'd ride into St. Louis and back out, and they knew I was okay,
sure,
where I was, and they could go on and work. But then in 1960, Dad bought another small bus company called Louisiana Motor Coaches, and it ran from St. Louis up to Hannibal, Missouri, through Louisiana, Missouri, and combined the two at that time and called it Mid-American Coaches. The regular route service slowly dwindled as cars became more convenient, and St. Louis kind of spread out. You know, St. Louis used to be downtown was all the shopping, and the doctors were in the hospitals and so on were out on Grand or Kings Highway where the bus is normally crossed. Well, they moved out into the county. And so the regular route operation dwindled, and Dad moved more and more into the charter and tour service. Mm-hmm. And that's what we are today. We do no more regular route. It's all charters. Biggest part of our business is charters, and we have a small operation, a tour operation also.
So charters and tours, and where do you go? All around the U.S.?
All around the U.S. We had one charter not too long ago. I get to drive once in a great while, and I drove a charter that went from, it was in Clayton area over to Washington University. It was like 2 miles or something like that.
That was your longest trip, huh?
That was my longest trip. But so the point is we have, short trips where we move around St. Louis, move business groups around in St. Louis. And then there's longer trips. It might be one-day trips that go out to Springfield and New Salem, Illinois, or over to Jefferson City. A lot of the schools, especially the middle schools, enjoy those trips. It's very educational for those kids, and it's always a day away, you know. And then we have 2 and 3 day trips. It might go to Chicago or Memphis or Kansas City or Indianapolis, those kind of things. And then longer trips. We've got one right now up in Canada. And another one that's headed for Niagara Falls, and another one that's headed on down into the Carolinas, and so we're a little bit of everything.
How has a coach ride changed over time? Now you explained that the business started off as a regular service from Washington to St. Louis into the city, and now doing tours and charter. How has riding a coach changed over time?
Well, significantly. Back when Dad bought the Washington Union St. Louis Bus Company, there were 6 buses, and three of them had gasoline engines, three of them had diesel engines, but then there was no air conditioning. There was no restroom on board. The air conditioning was open the windows and let the air blow in. And But over time, of course, air conditioning came in, restrooms. And now we have video systems on the coaches where groups mm-hmm. watch movies. We were licensed to do that, to show movies on the coaches. And all climate control and big windows where you can view the things that are going by, and, mm-hmm. and very, very comfortable.
So it's a lot different than what it was,
much
40 yes. years ago, 50 years ago, much different.
Yes.
A lot more comfortable. There are a lot of conveniences. And as yeah. you said, the large window, so you have this beautiful view. What are some of the tours that include just beautiful views? What are some of the places that you think are some of the sights to see?
Well, the West is always the mm-hmm. The beautiful, you know, the scenery, and those are very popular. It's a long ways out there. You know, uh-huh. it's 2,000 miles all the way to the Pacific Coast, but gosh, the Grand Canyon area, the Badlands. You know, there's just so many things to see. Mount Rushmore, we've gone up there, and mm-hmm. That's very popular. And Colorado, going through the mountains, it's just you don't appreciate it until you actually see it.
Sure, and we just leave the driving to you.
That's it. We do the driving.
We can relax and enjoy the beautiful view of all these sites to see, and we don't have to worry about the driving. We leave that up to you and your trustworthy staff, and just get out and enjoy these beautiful places around the country. This time of year is when we start thinking, oh, it's time to get out and enjoy the sights, you know, being trapped inside all winter and all the snow that we've endured.
Cabin fever.
Cabin fever, that's right. Now's the time to start thinking about this and start planning for the beautiful fall trips. I know before we went on the air, Mark, you were talking about fall trips and the foliage.
There is a tour that goes down into, I think Roger mentioned, the Carolinas and into Virginia and other places. One of our most loved destination, I think, as I talk with Louise, who's our tour manager, she says Branson, Missouri is still, mm-hmm. we go to Branson quite often, and Nashville, Tennessee is a frequent destination, Music City, they mm-hmm. call it fondly, and of course down to New Orleans and Orlando. So those are some of the other destinations that are frequent. They're just all over the place.
Sure.
And Roger's going to talk about safety. And of course, that's one of the critical aspects of the work. I'd just like to thank Mid-American Coaches, since I'm on the radio here now and not at noon. As I have thanked them at noon, I want to thank Roger and Mid-American Coaches for their sponsorship and their helping Moments of Assurance in broadcasting. And that financial help has been greatly appreciated. Not only that, I want to mention just a couple of things here. My iPhone just went out on me, but anyway, back in I think it was last summer when the National Youth Gathering in San Antonio, mm-hmm. a number of our motor coaches at Mid-American Coaches were used to shuttle, that's not really quite the right word, but to transport them mm-hmm. down to San Antonio. So a number of Lutheran youth did make that trip. Also, Lynn Marvin from General Services mm-hmm. here at the International Center is using us this summer to shuttle missionaries, pick them up at the airport, mm-hmm. and take them to a specific hotel and then back to the International Center here, and then for tours around St. Louis. And there are a bunch of those coming up, I noticed. And also congregational senior groups that might want to travel to Frohna, Missouri. We get that to where the Saxon Lutherans mm-hmm. first settled.
Sure.
So we get some of that senior groups that use us as well. So several different ways that our own Lutheran Church Missouri Synod uses our partner here in Mid-American Coaches.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of history to be seen here in Missouri, especially down in Perry County, as you were saying, Frohna to and Altenburg, to go visit those sites, to put together a group. And I gather your staff who can put together those charters works with the organizations mm-hmm. and puts together a nice, comfortable trip to go down and see all that history. Well, Mark mentioned safety. How safe is it to travel by bus today?
Well, it's one of the safest forms of transportation. Mm-hmm. And it's been under regulation, and there's some very stiff regulation here more recently, which is a good thing. And we welcome that regulation. But it's something that I think a lot of folks don't really think about that much. You know, they put their their child on a bus to go to camp or something mm-hmm. like that. Well, how safe is this bus? Is it well maintained? What about the driver? What kind of character is mm-hmm. this man and or woman? And what are his or her habits? Is just has he been he or she been checked out?
Mm-hmm.
And those are things that I think in the past folks didn't really think about that much,
mm-hmm.
but think about more and more now, and they should. And
sure.
These are areas that we think about mm-hmm. considerably. We have a large maintenance staff out in Washington, Missouri, where we maintain our own coaches, but we also maintain other coaches, the private coaches that come in, and mm-hmm. and we do maintenance on those, some for entertainers, some for businesses, and so on. And so we have a very capable staff out there as far as maintaining the coaches and making them dependable and safe. The drivers are all, whenever they come in, they go through pre-employment screening. And that includes not only we check into their past employment, mm-hmm. we check into their driving record. We just find out as much as we can about mm-hmm. about them, who they are, and then medical exam, drug screening, all of those things, and making sure they have the proper licenses and so on. And these are all things mm-hmm. that we do that are kind of behind the scenes, but are still very important.
Oh, absolutely. If you've ever been on a charter coach or a bus trip. I had the privilege when I was serving Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Brandon, Florida, of traveling with the day school students, the eighth graders, to Washington, D.C. So from Tampa to Washington, D.C., we took a charter bus. And you think, okay, they're just the driver. You really don't, they're just driving the bus. But that's not it at all. I mean, you really get to know your driver on a trip like that. When you're on a charter trip, you really get to know them, and you're spending time with them. They're with you at the stops and everywhere, and they're kind of your guide in many ways too. You know, they're the ones who make sure that they know where you're going and getting you to the right place. So
exactly.
you have to depend on them, and you interact with them quite a bit. You get to know them quite well. So yeah, you want to make sure that it's someone that you can trust.
That's right, and the driver really does become a part of the group.
Mm-hmm.
I know that most groups will invite the driver in to eat with them, mm-hmm. or if it's a choir, the driver's in there listening to the choir,
mm-hmm.
or if it's a sports team, the driver's in there watching the game and so on as much as he can. Sometimes he has to be away and resting, but
sure.
I know the drivers enjoy meeting mm-hmm. People and just interacting with them, and I know they. We get a lot of letters. We get a lot of comments back from customers about how much they appreciate the drivers and what they've done for them.
They can really make a trip, even if something goes wrong on a trip, like not necessarily with the bus, but if, you know, an itinerary goes wrong or something, you know, your destination, there's something not quite right when you get there. The drivers are the ones who can really make or break a trip, really, because they are the ones who can get you to the right place at the right time. And mm-hmm. I know the drivers that I've worked with before are creative, and if they know the area well, they can figure out somewhere else to go too. If you get to your destination and it doesn't quite work out, they're the ones who can be creative and help make everything, they kind of smooth things over for you.
As much as they can.
I can't make promises, but they're the ones who, you know, who are there to make sure that you're comfortable and make sure that your trip goes well as best they can.
Well, we do check those people out mm-hmm. and make sure that they are people who are competent and reliable and people that you can trust. And that's something whenever someone is chartering a bus, they don't think a whole lot about. I'm so sure some do and some don't.
Mm-hmm.
But knowing something also about the company. And there is a website that you can go to that the federal government maintain. There's two websites, actually. Mm-hmm. There's one's called www.fmcsa.dot.gov.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to that, and you can check out any bus company as far as the insurance that they have, and are they reputable? Do they have the proper permits? And there's another website called www.safersys.org. It's S-A-F-E-R-S-Y-S.org. And that one goes, and you can see the safety ratings of each company, like where they've come and the federal inspectors have inspected us, and the ratings that they give us, and as well as any other bus company. And so that's something I would recommend to a listener, anyone who's going to charter a bus, thinking about charter a bus, go to those websites. And they not only have that information, but they'll also have information about what you should be asking a bus company, what you should be looking for, and what you should be thinking about. And it's just guidance that the federal government, you know, so many times we joke about where somebody says, I'm from the federal government and I'm here to help you, you know, and everybody says, ha ha, you know. But they are really here to help you with this.
Sure.
And there's some good information there.
Very good. We need to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, we'll continue our conversation here with Roger Jones, president of Mid-American Coaches, and Mark Hawkinson, host of Moments of Assurance, right here on listener-supported worldwide KFUO.
Can science explain the most basic forces in nature? How much do they know about electromagnetism? Live Tuesday on Issues Etc., we'll have Dr. Danny Faulkner, professor of astronomy for Answers in Genesis, review Sunday night's episode of Cosmos, A Space-Time Odyssey.
Issues Etc., live weekday afternoons from 3 to 5 on KFUO.
A lifestyle that's everything a retirement should be, and one that's within your budget. Lutheran Senior Services offers 9 locations for rent-subsidized affordable housing for older adults in the greater St. Louis area. From the heart of the city to the tranquility of the countryside, Lutheran Senior Services affordable housing apartments surround seniors with close friends, friendly staff, and opportunities for supportive services. Learn more at lssliving.org.
One day, I'll teach chemistry to kids.
I'm going to be an architect.
My dream is to be a chef.
This is a world of possibilities. A world in which people who put their minds to something can really make a difference.
My goal is to help the environment.
Someday, I'll find a cure for cancer.
At the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid, we believe that aspiring minds can achieve anything. So we dedicate ourselves to making sure everyone has an opportunity to go to college. Each year, we provide more than $150 billion in grants, loans, and work-study funds, making higher education possible for anyone at any stage of life.
I can go back to college.
I can change careers.
I can make a difference.
Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more about money for college at studentaid.gov.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Thanks so much for joining us this morning as we're talking with Roger Jones, president of Mid-American Coaches, and Reverend Mark Hawkinson, host of Moments of Assurance, right here on Listener Supported Worldwide, KFUO. Now, Roger, before we went to break, we were talking about the safety of traveling by coach. Who might be interested in planning a charter trip? Who might look into planning a trip with you?
Well, it could be. There's a number of different people or areas of that people that charter from us. First of all, we've talked about schools, colleges, high schools, middle schools, and their sports teams that travel, field trips, and so on. And of course, we've talked about churches and church choirs and some of the camps. Sometimes we take kids to camp. And going to concerts and so on, and business groups. We move business groups around. Weddings. We do a lot of weddings where they want to keep the wedding party together. And so wedding, and actually you can charter a bus sometimes cheaper than you can rent a limousine. And so that the other tour companies use us, and as well as sports teams, college teams, professional teams. We have a staff there that's very familiar with just about every place you want to go. And they can suggest travel times for you. They can suggest places to stay. They can and just, you know, if you have questions about where you want to go, We had one time a group who wanted to, they were going to New Orleans, and they said, well, coming back, could we do a side trip to the Grand Canyon?
A side trip?
So we're certainly knowledgeable enough to know that a side trip to the Grand Canyon from between St. Louis and New Orleans would be way out of the way. But yeah. That's an exaggeration, but it's we know the country.
Sure.
And we know the travel times, mm-hmm. and we know the places to go, the places to stay, and so on, and we can do that. One of the things that also I wanted to talk about, you know, we were talking about safety, and I can remember as a kid growing up, and we'd go different places with a church, and we'd be in cars. Mm-hmm. And now, more recently, vans, mm-hmm. and especially these 15-passenger vans had become popular. And I think they're becoming less popular now because people are becoming more and more aware of how dangerous the 15-passenger vans are. They are susceptible to rollover. They become very top-heavy whenever they're loaded down. And then you have many times inexperienced drivers. Drivers who, you know, everybody feels like they're a good driver, right? Mm-hmm. But a van is a little different. Maintaining those vans, making sure there's proper tire pressure in them, and making sure it's good tires on it, and everything about them. I don't know if everyone who has those vans are doing those things, mm-hmm. and making sure that they're safe. As I mentioned, they're very susceptible to rollover, and also whoever's driving is probably busy with the group, whether it be, let's say it's a youth group and they're having a contest or something or whatever it might be, and they're working all day, and then now they have to drive into the evening, into mm-hmm. the night. It's not good. You charter a motor coach, you have the driver rested. The driver's back resting, and he's a professional. He or she is a professional, and you take away those dangers.
Sure, sure. They're not distracted because they're focused on driving.
Right. And every driver has to have 8 hours off before mm-hmm. they're able to operate a motor coach. That's why I know that I would feel very comfortable putting my kids on a Mid-American motor coach across the country. Wouldn't make any difference because we have other relief drivers mm-hmm. that take over. They'll go to a motel in advance of the motor coach and then take over when the coach gets there. So it's a very safe method of transportation for sure.
Well, and they're knowledgeable. They're dedicated to what they're doing. Whereas if someone from the group, as you said, you know, traveling with a youth group is driving, they may not necessarily be thinking about the driving. They may be worrying about the four other problems they encountered in the agenda or things like that. So having someone who's focused on the driving, I think, is another thing to consider when it comes to safety.
That's right. We have a safety department. Henry heads up our safety department. Henry Kreftmeyer is his name. And Henry is very, very dedicated. He is somewhat of an Army sergeant almost.
Definitely. No question.
But he is very, very strict and very knowledgeable, and he will come down on all of us who aren't operating safely or something that he thinks is mm-hmm. isn't safe. And he is there to help. I know drivers call him even in the evenings and say, what about this? What about that? You know, I'm going to so-and-so place. And, you know, and he's helping them all the time.
That's the kind of safety director you want.
You bet. You bet. Yeah. He's been with us a long time, too. I guess back in the 70s is when Henry started driving. So he knows his craft. He's very good at what he does.
Yeah, he's a very kind man, but at the same time, very strict, very mm-hmm. high standards, and you either meet him or you don't.
Sure.
It's just that simple, and that's why people that charter a coach with Mid-American know that they do not have to worry about safety. For example, you take a couple of vans and you're going down to New Orleans or someplace like that, it's mm-hmm. easy to get distracted. Distracted driving doesn't work. Mm-hmm. You know, driving is a full-time. We don't allow texting, of course, and using cell phones is prohibited for all motor carriers. So that's
right.
Prohibited. And so driving's a full-time, 100% attention type of thing, and that's why you know, with Mid-American, you don't have to worry. I might mention just a couple of things real quickly. an idea for a trip for a senior group would be to go down and see the play Jonah down at the Sight and Sound Theater in Branson. Mm-hmm. I was down in Branson at a meeting here last week, and this has been extremely well received. Excellent. Another thing would be to go to the Creation Museum,
absolutely,
which is near Cincinnati, Ohio. They're mm-hmm. building the Ark, of course, sir. It's not built mm-hmm. yet, but I've been there and done that, and it changed my life. I just going there and realizing that, hey, God really did put all this together. You know, this mm-hmm. is all done by God. And we even have a Christmas special already. People are signing up for going to see the Christmas lights across the river and in Illinois and Belleville. Mm-hmm. And there's a very low price for that. I don't know how we can even do it for that price, but it is very low. And so if people are interested, they can give us a call about those things.
Very good. And so there are short trips, there are long trips, day trips, overnight trips. Mm-hmm. Very good. All kinds of fun trips. You mentioned going to Branson. Now, would that be a day trip or would that be an overnight trip, something like that, going to see Jonah?
Well, I think either one.
Mm-hmm. Could be whatever your group
could
wants.
Be. If it's a one-day trip, you have to really work on that one.
Right.
In order to pull that off in one day. But groups have done that. Mm-hmm. Better idea is to make it an overnight.
Sure.
That's a better idea.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And it's more comfortable for everybody than to... Mm-hmm. And more time in Branson. You get to see some of the other sites while you're there, too.
You bet. Yeah.
Enjoy the trip. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Well, I have certainly learned quite a bit, and I hope our listeners have as well. If folks would like to find out more about Mid-American Coaches, where can they find more information?
Well, certainly our website mm-hmm. is midamericancoaches.net or .com. Either one will get you. And that's mid-American with the hyphen, mid-American with mm-hmm. the N, coaches.net. Our phone number in the St. Louis area is 636-432-7880, and that reaches our auto attendant. And from there, you can navigate and get to whoever you want, whether it be the charter department or whomever. Those would be the – well, then we have a 800 number. Mark, help me out.
866. Sure, it's 866-944-8687.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Well, it's been a pleasure talking with you this morning, Roger. It's good to hear about Mid-American Coaches. Thanks so much for your partnership with Worldwide KFUO as well.
Thank you. It's our pleasure to be a partner.
We've been talking with Roger Jones, president of Mid-American Coaches, and Reverend Mark Hawkinson, host of Moments of Assurance, right here on listener-supported Worldwide KFUO. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Andy. Look forward to hearing you later.
Very good. More His Time coming up in just a little bit.